Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Chovdalet in the Oiz V'Odor edition, beginning of the third perek of the Masechta. Now this Mishnah, it's a little bit of complicated Mishnah. If you open the New Gemaras, Oiz V'Odor, with the Pirush of Reb Chaim especially, you see many, many different designs and pictures to show and explain this first Mishnah of the perek. And the rule is always, when you see a lot of pictures, don't get too scared, because once you look into it, it's not that complicated. The pictures, the designs, they make things seem to be more complicated than what they really are. The daf here is very short. We'll learn the Mishnah and we'll see Reb Chaim did a wonderful job of putting together the main shittas of how to understand the Mishnah. So the Mishnah starts and says like this: Aruga shishishol shisha tfachim. When you have a garden, six tfachim by six tfachim. Zoyrim b'soicho chamisha zeroyim. You can plant in there five different vegetables. Five different seeds can be planted in one garden. The Gemara is going to learn this from a pasuk, and the Gemara is going to tell us that this, we know they have a Kabbalah, that you can use a garden of six by six to plant five different vegetables. When you do one vegetable, another vegetable, you come to the halachas that we learned earlier, how much distance you have to do. But in a garden, it's a different thing. And in a garden, we have a cloud, we have a rule that you could do five different vegetables. How do you do it? So says the Mishnah, Arbo b'arba ruchos arugo, four in the four edges of the garden, ve'echad b'emtza, and one in the middle. Now, as Reb Chaim brings over here, there's four main shitas to understand this Mishnah. The first one is Rashi in Maseches Shabbos, and Daf Pei Dalet. Anybody learn Maseches Shabbos remembers that the Gemara there quoted this Mishnah. And Rashi there explains that you put four seeds in the edge, means the entire edge. The entire northern side of the field, the entire southern side, the east, the west. You have one seed at each edge. You just don't get to the corner, because the corners, that's where the edges meet. And if you will plant the corner, so then they will be they'll be connected. They just meet each other in an angle, as we learned earlier, that when you meet in a triangle, it's fine. So you plan the entire north and side, entire south and east and west without getting to the corners. Each one you have one seed. And another one you have right there in the middle. Why is that good enough? So Rashi learns, because you really need to have a space of three tefachim between the seeds. Now here, the three tefachim include the space of the seed, include the space of the vegetable. So you have, each one has one and a half to each direction to have space for itself. So that's why here, when you have a garden of six tefachim, you put it on the northern side, one seed, you put another one on the southern side, then you want to put in the middle, each one has the one and a half to each side, and you have three tefachim in between. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns a little differently. Tosfos learns that we do not rely on the Rosh Torah in this case, and therefore you cannot plant the entire northern side. You plant only the middle of the northern side, the middle of the south side, the middle of the east side, the middle of the west side, and the middle of the garden. So then you also have space not only in the length or width of the garden, but you also have three tefachim in the angle between the one planted in the north and the one planted in the west, for example. The Rashi's shita is that all you need to have between the different zeroinim is a tefach and a half. And therefore, you could plant much more. You're planting in the northern side and you're filling up whatever you can, as long as you have a distance of a tefach and a half between the seed which is in the north and the seed which is in the west. So it's similar to Tosfos' idea, but according to Tosfos, it needs to be three tefachim. So basically, you don't have much space to plant. According to the Rashi, you have much more, because all you need to have between the seeds is a tefach and a half. And finally, the fourth shita is the Rambam shita. And the Rambam shita takes it to the extreme, what Rashi said, of doing a Rosh Torah, doing a corner, a triangle shape. And Rambam says, you can go and fill up the entire north, south, east, west, as we said, according to Rashi. And in addition, the middle part could be filled up completely, as long as it's touching the edges, but with a Rosh Torah, with a triangle. If you look down at the bottom, the New Gemaras with Reb Chaim's Pirush, you'll see all four shitas, the design of all the four shitas, very clearly in the bottom of the page. Continues the Mishnah of Chovdal Dom Galif. Hayala Gvul Gavoya Tefach. If surrounding the garden, there is a border, and the border is one tefach high, So then, zoyrim b'toycho shloisha osor. Then you can plant 13 seeds. Shloisha kol goyvil v'goyvil v'echad b'emtza. You can plant the entire border. And the reason is, the border, the height of the border is one tefach. So now you have an addition of space of that tefach, which is the height. Here, the Reb Chaim focuses on the shita of the Rash and the shita of the Rambam. According to the Rash, you need to have always a space of 1.5 between the seeds. So you plant the borders, and you could plant in the borders different seeds with a tefach and a half in between them. Something you cannot do in a garden when the garden is flat, you can't do that because it looks like you're buvio. But once you have that border which is sticking up, you're allowing them to plant different seeds throughout the border with a tefach and a half in between. So when you have that space of tefach and a half in between, that allows you to have three seeds in each side combining to 12, and then you have another one in the middle as we had before, that brings you to 13 seeds. According to the Rambam, we're again relying on the Rosh Torah and the triangle and the ingle idea, and therefore you have a different way how to space the seeds on the border. According to the Rosh, you have to have always a tefach and a half in between these seeds. According to the Rambam, you don't have to have that space in between the two which are in the corner. You can put one next to each other in the corner, touching each other in that angle, as Reb Chaim brings in his Pirush, the two designs showing exactly the difference between the Rash and the Rambam. But Al Kolpanim, what we see here in the Mishnah, is if it has a border, you have more leniency to fill in more seeds. If it's a regular square of 6x6, you could fill in only 5 zeroinim. If it has a border, you could fill in it 13 zeroinim. So again, the Lashon of the Mishnah on this part is, Hayal gvul gavoya tefach, if you have a border tefach high, so in b'teich shloisha asar, you could plant in it 13 seeds, shloisha kol goyvel goyvel, 3 on each side, ve'echa b'emtza and 1 in the middle. Lo yita roish ha-lefes b'teich ha-goyvel, don't plant lefes, type of vegetable, in that border, pishum yamaleu, because it has very long leaves, it will fill it up, it will make everything as one big mixture, and it looks like kilayim. Continues the mission of Chavdal Adam Beis, Yab Yudo Imer Shisha Be'emtza. Yudah says that the halacha is not that you could do 5 seeds in a garden, but you actually could do 6 seeds in the garden. And he learns it from a pasuk as well. And the reasoning of Rabbi Yudah is because the space you need to have between the seeds is not 1.5, it's only 1 tefach you need to have in between. And that's why you have more space to do it. And here also, the Rash and the Rambam argue how exactly you do it. According to the Rash, you put the seeds, and you make sure there's a tefach in between each one. And as long as you have a tefach between each one, you're fine. You can fill up 6. You have 3, each one a tefach and a third approximately, and then you have a tefach in between, and that's how you fill up 3 in the top, 3 in the bottom, with a space of tefach in between. According to the Rambam, the design can rely on Rosh Torah, on the triangle. So the way you fill in the 6 seeds, each one has a shape of a diamond, and then you put 6 seeds in the arugah, making sure they touch each other only in the corners, where it is a shape of a triangle. But between the two borders of these diamonds, you need to have still a tefach and a half. And this, again, this design brought down in the Rash Tzirulor. He brings this picture. Also, Reb Chaim brings it. It's the idea of filling up this garden with 6 diamond-shaped seeds of vegetables. There's this Mishnah that has a little more of complication in design. How do you fill up a garden according to the Pasuk that we're going to learn that you could fill up many seeds in one garden? With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Chof Dalet.